Well, fantastic Friday morning, beloved. Another day or another week has slipped by us again, but it is wonderful to spend this day. Here we are in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 18 through 31, which is really a form of a hymn that celebrates God as creator of the whole world, and to whom nothing can be compared. And again, God's saving word for us today is encouragement. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 18. To whom can God be compared? How can you describe what he is like? He is not like an idol that workers make, that metal workers cover with gold and set in a base of silver. Anyone who can afford silver or gold chooses wood that will not rot, and he finds a skillful worker to make an image that won't fall down. Do you not know? Were you not told long ago? Have you not heard how the world began? It was made by the one who sits on his throne above the earth and beyond the sky. The people below look as tiny as ants. He stretched out the sky like a curtain, like a tent in which to live. He brings down powerful rulers and reduces them to nothing. They are like young plants just set out and barely rooted. When the Lord sends a wind, they dry up and blow away like straw. To whom can the holy God be compared? Is there anyone else like him? Look up at the sky. Who created the stars you see? The one who leads them out like an army. He knows how many there are and calls each one by name. His power is so great, not one of them is ever missing. Israel, why then do you complain that the Lord doesn't know your troubles or cares if you suffer injustice? Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He created all the world. He never grows tired or weary, and no one understands his thoughts. He strengthens those who are weak and tired. Even those who are young grow weak. Young people can fall exhausted, but those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise up on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not grow weak. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. You know, let's take a look again at verse 18. To whom can God be compared? How can you describe what he is like? And let me ask you, how would you describe God? From what you have learned in your life, from coming to our church services, from sitting under other pastors and Bible teachers, how would you describe God? And you know, today's passage tells us how great he is, how all-knowing it is, and what words, wonderful words of hope and comfort and encouragement exist in this verse, because we understand, well, almost understand how great our God is. Let us pray. Lord God, you are the everlasting God, and your power is great. You never grow tired or weary, and whenever I am weak or tired, I can turn to you for help, trusting that you will renew my strength. I thank and praise you for your everlasting care. Amen. Well, Monday we'll be in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 13, and it's all about God promises to rescue the people of Israel. But until Monday, God bless you. Keep looking up. I hope to see you in church on Sunday. If you're just can't make it to church, you have the Zoom call, you have the Facebook page that you can join us on. I'd love to see you up there, that little icon of you up on the wall showing me that you're on the call. And let's make Sunday special, shall we, as we all gather together to enjoy the very presence of God. God bless. We'll see you Monday.